You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Should we just drop straight into this vibe?
Yeah, it's good.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Ableforth's Rum Bullion Spice Rum, Bathtub Gin and Revelry Bar. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Favourite time of the week?
We've got Ronnie here from Revelry Bar. Kind of got there.
That was without being a pirate as well. It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Proud of you, mate.
Out there on Ponsonby Road. How's it going, mate?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Ronnie's having to lurch over the microphone. He's quite a tall dude. Can you dunk, by the way?
Yeah, I could. I could if you needed.
Mean. I'd love to just know that. It's good to know.
What's on the menu for us this evening? What sort of drink are you
whipping
providing
up?
You've got a lot of ingredients there.
Yeah, so today I'm just going to do a bathtub gin based cocktail. Yes. I've made up my own sort of sauce. It's got a what did I make this with? Poi hoi caramel vanilla sauce.
I'm going to sniff that while you're talking about it.
And also with Whittaker's base LMP chocolate. It's Ooh. Delicious.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
Have a taste, boys, if you guys want. It's
oh, really?
A goodness.
Sipsies, okay.
It's a goodness.
What, there's
Holy
another.
Shit.
That smells fantastic, doesn't it? That is.
Do we need to go and get some glasses? Should I just run off and get some glasses?
You've got good pace, but I feel like you need to open up, and I don't know if that's going to allow that at BFM. There's a lot of corners. All right, mate, you go. I want to talk about this other bottle that you've got. What is this portly low-down bottle here? The Grand Mariner.
Yeah, so this is a orange liqueur. I'm going to be using this because bathtub gin has got a botanical that's got a gin peel, and you can also smell that and taste that when you taste the bathtub gin.
And so those are going to talk together nicely, no doubt.
Yeah, it certainly is.
I've got to sniff everything. Sorry, mate.
Take it, bro. It's a good liqueur.
Oh, wait, how does this top come out?
Yep,
oh,
it's pull like a top, pull top.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Okay. Oh, wow, it doesn't want to come. Hang on. Oh. No, I can't. I don't feel like this is going to go everywhere in some kind of spectacular... John, can you get that? You've got grunty hands, mate. I have to give it to one of the real men to open up. Sorry. Sorry for letting everyone down. Oh, you're going in. Wow, look at that syrup, man.
So, yeah, boys, I only just made it today, so it might be just a bit thicky, but that is the goodness, bro.
This would be a great little pep up to like a White Russian, I reckon. Oh, dude. It's me. It's a good time.
Yeah.
What is in this? One more time.
So I got the Poo Hoi vanilla caramel milkshake. I made that with Bailey's, and then I used Whittaker's chocolate to melt it down, make it like Bernays almost.
And is this for the cocktail, or can I just get rid of this out of the way?
Yeah, smash it, bro. I've got a whole liter of that, bro. That's also alcohol too, boys.
Oh,
I've got 200 mils of Bailey's in that to this 1 liter portion. So
I feel like that's a shot that like Santa would have, just chilling
out. Exactly. It's the goodness. So yeah, and then just top off the cocktail, we got absinthe. This is the killer. So
I don't need to taste that. I know what that is.
80%, I believe, of the good.
Oh, good sound.
Yep, smells pretty strong.
It's a green color. It's quite a gnarly. I'll might as well have a just make sure.
Have a swig.
No. Is it true that bars can only like legally serve a couple of these shots of these or something? Is that a rumor, a vicious rumor?
That's just a rumor, but that just comes down to host responsibility. That's 80%.
Right. So have like some bread in between and you're okay.
You're pretty good.
Okay.
And then we've just got egg white, and then I'm going to garnish with a cinnamon stick.
Oh,
we're
going to
actually drink our cocktail through the cinnamon sticks.
Nice. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Go for it. Make it. What goes in first and how much?
Always start with the ice.
So we're just going to ice up our Boston glass, get a nice cold glass going on. Doesn't matter what spirit you put in first, we're going to shake it so it all matters.
Sweet.
So I'm going to go 30 mils bathtub gin.
This is the Ableforth bathtub gin that people can get from Glengarry.
Lovely, yep. Is that like a bamboo leaf that's around that? What is around that, would you say? Like a flax thing? Yeah.
String? Cotton?
Oh, no, sorry. What is that supposed to represent? Anything? Or what would you say? That's like a paper?
It kind of looks vintage. Just kind of like what a pirate would cruise around with if they were going to cruise around with a bottle of gin.
Arr, arr, arr.
So yeah, we're just going fruity bathtub. Then I'm going to go 10 mils Grand Marnier, which is the orange liqueur.
You got a cool little pourer with like
so I'm just using a jigger, bro, multi-jigger.
It's nice. It's got options. I'm just going in with the orangeness.
Fuck, that hood is tight.
It is tight, eh? I struggled to get that off. Who opened that in the end? Who's the Excalibur? Nice.
The Excalibur.
Nice corner of the room over here.
And then we're going to go 10 mils Absinthe.
Absinthe.
Ooh, that was about 15. My bad, boys.
We'll share it. It's okay.
We will share it.
So we've definitely got a bit of a clear, it's got a clear look to it.
It's getting more sinister though. It's getting like that coloured, that absinthe has kind of gone a little toxic avenger on it, I should say.
And then I'm going to throw 10 egg white in.
10 mils egg white.
Yep. Now we're cooking.
I love how it's pre-prepared egg white. Very organised.
And then we're going to throw 60 of our special chocolate sauce we made before.
Man, is this kind of like a desserty cocktail? Is this in the spectrum of a dessert cocktail?
Yeah, bro. So we're coming up to summer, so I just like putting high alcohol things and easy things to drink, you know? So girls are going to be able to sip away on this, and before they know it, they're going to be like, wow, I feel amazing, you know? So
Fair enough.
So everything's in the bottom glass, you're going to shake it up. And then I also pre-peeled half an orange for our glass to give it a bit of a visual.
If I didn't want to go nuts and make all that rad sauce that you made, could I just use like some Bailey's? Is that being a bit of a cheapskate?
Bailey's? No, not at all. So I would suggest instead of the Bailey's, just pick up the Puhoi Valley milkshakes. You know, the ones you can pick up? They're like $6 for like a half a litre or something.
Delish.
So that's where the goodness is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so the orange peels are in the glass and they're getting poured on now.
Yep.
Oh, I like what's happened there. I like that. The nice little stripe that's happened down there.
So you just got a visual dessert.
It's in the glass. It's in like in that classic sort of grandma's ashtray font style glass, if that makes any sense to me.
So the whole thing is just basically built in the Boston shaker,
chucked around,
shake it on ice, and just poured straight out. Do I sip through the cinnamon straw?
Yeah, so you can.
What does the egg white do?
So that's just going to give it fluffiness, like a good head on the balance.
Cool.
So if you don't take it from the store, yeah, you're going to get that.
Don't.
Big difference.
Refused to make eye contact with anyone when he was drinking that.
I was having difficulties.
Oh, it's Christmas time.
Yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas time.
This is the last 2 weeks have kind of been the first 2 weeks that I've had almost
this
like a
fantastic,
really creamy gin kind of cocktail.
Well, yeah, so pretty much what I wanted to do is take a product like gin and use it in a way that a lot of people don't really use it, you know. Yeah. So when you think gin, you think martinis, you think citrus. So what I did was go completely against it, throw a bit of absinthe, orange.
Absinthe, I'm getting the absinthe actually.
Yeah, I know. I know.
This would be great with a little bit of a sweet leaf.
It is really Christmassy.
This is what you see your uncle just having a couple of those, and it all just goes a little bit pear shaped later on.
Put the Eagles on.
He's got
Hotel California.
Fight music. Isn't it just?
It's really yum. It's really.
Thank you so much, lads. Thank you.
Thank you.
Smash it.
Should we quickly remind everybody what's in it?
Yeah.
It's quite a construction.
Yep, so we've just used three products. We use obviously the bathtub gin. You can use Cointreau, but I used Grand Marnier liqueur, and then I finished off with absinthe, and then I used my own chocolate sauce I made, and then a bit of egg white, so.
Why did you go for the cognac stuff rather than
the Cointreau? Because my bar didn't get our order in today, so I took this instead of Cointreau. So yeah,
tell it how it is, eh?
I never would have known. Yes, delish.
John, you didn't want any more, eh? You're pretty good. I thought you I misread you, man.
Cool, man. Cheers, Ronnie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
If people want to taste this for themselves in real life, where do they go?
Come up to 106 Reverie. You'll find us there doing cocktail constructions all the time. So come on, see us. 106.
Right there.
Cool. And if people want to get themselves some bathtub gin, just to head on down to Glengarry's.
Sounds like everything's just
pretty easy.
All sorted, John.
Pretty easy.
I'm giving that a straight 10, by the way.
Thank you.
That's right up my alley, that drink.
Delish.
That was Cocktail Corner, brought to you by Ableforth's Rumbullion Spice Rum, Bathtub Gin and Revelry Bar.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.